Okay, we have a jam-packed radio program for you today. On the second half of the show, we're going to talk about our revolution from three of the activists here in Kansas City. But first, we're going to hear from Jane and Henry Stover of Peaceworks KC about their support of the Poor People's Campaign when they went to Jefferson City yesterday. Henry, I know you went to Jeff City.
We both went to Jeff City, and I risked arrest, and Jane was a support person. And Atiyah, this is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign, and he was really directed toward the triple threats of racism, exploitation of the poor, militarism, and we have added environmental degradation. And this is a 6 weeks campaign at state capitals. 41 state capitals had people go there to do things. And so we had some of our friends go to Topeka, but I would imagine maybe 250 people were involved on the Missouri side. And Mike Enriquez, who's head of Stand Up for 15, was the main organizer, but we also had Reverend Rodney Williams. We had Rabbi Doug Alpert, Carol Smith. So there was like a number of persons, but we first gathered for a 6 o'clock rally yesterday in Kansas City, Missouri.
I guess
where Linwood and Troost meet. And there were a variety of speakers, including people that are wage workers, you know, that are working, you know, in poverty wages. This was 6 a.m. in the morning. And then shortly before 7, we got into our vehicles. And the Poor People's Campaign had a number of vans that they had rented, and we all went down to Jeff City. And we were required to be there, those that were going to cross the line or risk arrest, at 10:30, because they wanted to get us together in order to review the rules about a nonviolent civil disobedience. And they showed, you know, ways that you get yourself into trouble versus, you know, what the correct ways are doing. And so by 11:30 yesterday, we were out on the sidewalk in front of this church. We walked up Capitol Avenue, which was probably about six or maybe more blocks away. And the whole time they were, you know, like chanting, you know, this is what democracy looks like. Hey, hey, ho, ho. We want a living wage and so forth. There was lots of, you know, noise and glee. It was just terribly exciting. And we walked to the side of the Capitol where the grass is, and there were like more speakers, and there was a huge banner that we all walked behind. And then at some point after all this was done, then we walked to a particular street and we sat down. And then, you know, we like waited maybe 30 minutes, and we waited for the police to do some action or whatever. And they were around, but they didn't do anything. So then after that 30 minutes, then we got up, and then we were directed to, you know, walk up the hill. And High Street is the main street that goes, you know, through the business fair. But we walked past the Missouri Supreme Court building and the state capitol, and where Missouri has its huge office building there at High. We ended up making a left turn, and then further down the street, we sat down. And yesterday it was like 88 degrees. It was like sunny. And I think that the police thought, well, they can just wait us out. And at various times they would go up to Michael Enriquez to say, you know, don't your people, you know, want to like leave? You know, all this whole time you guys have been chanting and very enthusiastic. And so let me just pass this on to Jane so Jane can get some words in.
Well, being a supporter, I was standing and, you know, trying to see if anybody needed help or anything. But the people sitting down, I eventually decided to count heads because I had time on my hands. And I counted 91 persons who were sitting there, which was phenomenal given that each one of those persons knew that they could be taken into custody. They were not 100% sure. They knew that the Poor People's Campaign was trying to work with the police to have some arrangements so they could all be released that afternoon, yesterday afternoon. And indeed, that's how things progressed.
Now, when you say you were sitting down,
started taking people across the street to a park which was shady. And that's where the police processed every person one by one. They took people's photo ID. They wrote down the mailing address for the person, and they processed each person very peacefully, very calmly, very quietly. And so we look forward to going back to Jefferson City most of the next meeting days to do another protest at state capitals are Mondays. The exception is May 29th, Tuesday, because May 28th, Monday, is Veterans Day, and Henry and I, it's Memorial Day, I'm sorry. Many people in the military go to cemeteries on Memorial Day. And here in Kansas City, we have other reasons for gathering on Memorial Day. But we were relieved that with this Poor People's Campaign, the national office called for that to be on Tuesday, a gathering in state capitals at May 28th.
Now, when you say you sat down, let me ask a quick question here. When you say you sat down, do you were you saying you sat down in the street or on the side?
Yes, in the middle of the street.
Okay.
So no vehicles were going up and down this particular street. And we were, like, joking around that we had hot buns as we were, like, sitting there, you know, on the street. Bill, I was impressed with, like, many different chants. But one of them, it was a whole litany of what would so-and-so, where would so-and-so be? And then they would answer the person's name. He would be here with us. So they injected, where would Jesus be? Jesus would be here with us. And then where would Moses be? And where would Muhammad be? And Martin Luther King and Frederick Douglass and Rosa Parks and Fannie Lou Hamer. And the crowd, I mean, us sitting down and the ones next to us, we were just gaining in momentum, in enthusiasm. And the police could see, we are not leaving. We are sitting, you know, there for justice, because these persons, you know, they are working two jobs, three jobs. This is a form of violence inflicted on humanity, and this affects their children. And some of these persons have been second, third generation fast food workers. And so it was just beautiful to have black and brown and white, gay and straight, those concerned about military war issues, environmental issues. It was really a beautiful coming together. We have to commend Michael Enriquez and that support team, because repeatedly people said, I'm so impressed by how well it was organized, getting the vans to get people, you know, down there, having a, you know, and Michael is with Stand Up KC, and he's been, you know, an organizer for, like, you know, many years. But, again, we were issued the citation there while we were there. And, of course, it was a city ordinance violation. And it said refusing to obey the lawful command of a police officer, because several times with their bullhorn they would say, you are unlawfully sitting, blocking, you know, a street, because no vehicles were going up and down the street. And so we all received a citation for June the 20th in Columbia, Missouri. And I also want to thank a group of attorneys who were there to give legal advice, and they collected all of the tickets. And then there will be some negotiations that go on between the prosecutor's office and them, who then represent all of us. But anyway, and I'm an attorney, but I wanted to actually be part of the action, not just, you know, be a bystander, being involved in this. But this was just a beautiful day where we stood tall for justice. We were disciplined. We conducted ourselves nonviolently. We held our signs. We did our chants. This was glorious, and more persons can be involved. One thing is, those that have already been arrested, the movement said, don't get arrested a second, a third, fourth time. So if others out there want to be, you know, involved in this, you can, you know, get in touch with the Poor People's Campaign. But there's also peaceworkskc.org, peaceworkskc.org. And then my telephone number, 913-375-0045. And we will look for some information about if there's, like, a website that others can go to.
Okay, and since you mentioned Peaceworks, I know another thing that I'm going to just say that you and Jane have never been just bystanders. You've always been in the middle of the fray, and we appreciate that. But tell us about the Saturday anti-violence rallies that have been going on.
Okay, every Saturday from noon to 1. Originally those Parkland students were massacred on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So I sent out an email to say, this Saturday let's meet at the J.C. Nichols Horse Fountain. They're on 47th Street between Main and Broadway. And over 40 people came out and 3 television medias came out. And we had that wonderful, I was like one of a number of organizers when we had 7,000 people out. On March the 24th, but weekly, there's only a small group of us, but it's very important that we're holding signs to prevent gun violence, and we need to have regulations, restrictions, and we talk to people going by, and of course we get many honks, but again, this is just, you know, just an hour, and I encourage people to come out, bring your own signs. We do have signs. And this is weekly, and we hope to keep this, you know, going. And we want people to be part of, you know, this again. This
repeat this the time and place again.
Endemic in our society.
Sure. Repeat the time and place again. Every Saturday at.
Okay, this is at the J.C. Nichols Horse Fountain next to the plaza between Main Street and Broadway on 47th, and this is high noon. 12 p.m. till 1. It's just like 1 hour, and some people come for all of it, and some people come for a while, and then go do whatever they need to do after that. So,
okay, we only got a couple more minutes left, so tell us about some upcoming events. I know you said something about a Memorial Day event.
Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah. Bill, I'd like to talk for a minute about the making of parts for nuclear weapons in our city. It is still a well-kept secret that from 1949 to 2014 at Bannister Federal Complex, parts for nuclear weapons were being made. They were supposedly the non-nuclear parts, meaning not plutonium and not uranium. However, they were radioactive, some of them, and we have the list that has the names of 154 persons who their families say died from contaminants at Bannister Federal Complex. By now, that has gotten pretty well known in town, and many people don't want to go close to those premises anymore, and it's being walled up, and it's supposed to be renovated, and we have serious concerns about whether enough care is being taken when they dredge, for example, the lagoon there that had contaminants poured into it, and when they go to some of those underground casks of material that were radiated. We are concerned about all of the toxins going into the air and further into our water. So on Memorial Day, this year we have our 9th gathering, and we connect both Bannister Federal Complex and the new plant. The plant had to be moved 8 miles south because of the contaminants at Bannister Federal Complex. But indeed, making parts for nuclear weapons continues alive and well in Kansas City. So we start at around 10 o'clock at Bannister Federal Complex on Memorial Day, May 28th, Monday. And then we drive from there to the new site, but we're going to drive about a mile away from the new site, park our cars on Prospect, right facing Missouri Highway 150. And there's a sidewalk that goes along the federal property, and the federal government built the sidewalk. We laugh and we say that it's for us. We can march along that for the mile to the far entry on Botts Road. And we will do that this May 28th, Memorial Day. We are delighted that the Poor People's Campaign moved its Monday action that week to Tuesday, so that people who are interested can participate in the Poor People's Campaign in Topeka or in Jeff City and meet at the gathering places in the Kansas City area and travel.
Okay.
We are encouraging people to do both. And if there's any questions, people can contact Henry at his phone number, 913-375-0045. And again, our website is peaceworkskc.org.
I knew when I was going to have Jane Henry on that we wouldn't have nearly enough time to cover everything I'd like to talk about. You guys gave a ton of information in a short period of time. Sorry we don't have longer, but I want to thank you very much, and we're definitely going to have you back on Radioactive Magazine. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for your activism.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say that the Kansas Star did not run a word about yesterday's activities, and that is why local radio, public radio like KKFI, is so important. They cover these events. When you have over 90 people being arrested and the local paper does not say a word, that is bad journalism, and bravo to KKFI.
Well, thank you. We love you back. Thanks
thank
to both
you.
Of
thank
you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. You are listening to Radioactive Magazine, and now our interview about our revolution. We have three guests, or actually we have four guests here tonight from our revolution. We got Jenna Squires, who's the Missouri chair of Our Revolution KC, Tessa Sheehan, who's the president of Our Revolution KC, Paula Sales, the Kansas chair of Our Revolution, and Tom Huffman is here with us tonight, and I'm Bill Claus. Yeah, I'll ask this of you, Jenna. Tell us Our Revolution is all about, how it got started, and what the purpose of it is.
Well, Our Revolution Kansas City is a chapter of a national organization that's called Our Revolution, which was essentially the continuance of the Bernie Sanders campaign. So after Bernie 2016, after the national elections were over and done with, that progressive movement that wanted to continue, that was very participatory in the Bernie Sanders campaign, helped get this organization going. So many of the founding members of the Bernie Sanders campaign actually helped found this organization, and now there's chapters all over the country and our state too that are trying to continue with that, those progressive ideals that were outlined as part of the Sanders campaign.
Okay, and you're with Our Revolution Kansas City.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about Our Revolution Kansas, and is this any different, or you just do some of
this is Tessa. The president. Just let me explain that Our Revolution Kansas City is a bi-state organization. So Jenna Squires, who you just heard from, she's actually the Missouri chair, and Paula Sales is the Kansas chair. So we unite on both sides of the state line, and share volunteers from both sides of the state line. So our organization is actually structured that way, where we have kind of a two-part, but it's a unified organization. I'm going to let Paula talk a little bit about Kansas now, but I just wanted to explain how it is rather set up.
We're actually doing the same things on both sides of the state line. It just seems like right now Kansas might be a little busier. With what we do, because we are endorsing candidates and we endorse issues, and on the Kansas side.
Now you say endorsing candidates and issues. Do you start with issues and then find candidates and support those, or find candidates and tell them about the issue? Just kind of a little bit of how the dynamics of that might work.
The issue support is more finding organizations and movements that we can support that share our issues. And the issues are outlined in our platform, which is basically Bernie's platform. And, yeah, we look for candidates that support our platform.
Okay. If you want to talk a little bit about the platform, but then they'll probably want to look at a website or something to get the full range. But if any of you want to talk a little bit about the platform?
Well, Bernie, in one of the debates, when asked, like, what was the most pressing issue of our time, and he said climate change. So I think one of the most important issues we do try to work towards is environmentally friendly policies. We are very, very pro-union, so we're avidly anti-right to work, at least on the Missouri side. We do not believe in the privatization of prisons. We try to endorse candidates. We always prefer candidates who refuse corporate PAC money of any kind.
Of course. So environmental justice, racial justice, LGBTQIA, equality. We are big supporters and push for Medicare for all, single-payer health care. That's
absolutely
one of our primary purposes.
Single-payer.
Single-payer. And so Paula kind of mentioned that, you know, as far as issues are concerned, we, you know, there's issues out there, and we are looking to endorse progressive candidates who are going to get those issues where we need them to be, like actually into fruition. We align as an organization with other organizations such as Stand Up Kansas City, Poor People's Campaign, Medicare for All with DSA. You know, we're working as much as we possibly can with these other organizations who are really fighting for these specific issues, who actually are not working to endorse candidates. They're staying with the issues, whereas we can actually work for and promote and endorse the candidates who will get those bills passed.
So I can make it a real symbiotic relationship then.
Exactly.
Can we get time? Can we mention that the, our revolution, KC and National have their own website.
That's correct.
And Our Revolution KC does have a Facebook page.
That's correct. It's Our Revolution Kansas City. It is our page. We have a group page also on Facebook, which is Our Revolution KC, which is more interactive. And then, of course, we invite you to look at anything that Bernie Sanders is posting any time of the day, because it's up to the minute, every minute. The man is constantly working for us, and it inspires each of us every day to keep working for him and all of us together.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you find the candidates, and then how do you screen for the candidates and pick the ones you
I'm going to let one of our chairs answer that question.
Sure. So we have set up a system to endorse candidates where we research them. So we have a research committee. They actually do in pretty in-depth research on the candidates and the issues. And if they are anybody who's ever been in public office, their voting history and all that. It's kind of a small group of people that that we know, all the people who were involved with the Bernie Sanders organization and delegates, state delegates, people who helped us when we were just kind of volunteering for the campaign. So when we see a candidate that is part of that group, I call them Bernie-crats, then we usually know that we have somebody that we're interested in looking at. We're going to be interested in looking at their race and the other candidates. And so we have the research committee do all that research, and they produce a white paper. And we send out questionnaires to each candidate. And when we get all that stuff back, we put it together at a meeting, and we let our members vote on whether they want to endorse or who they want to endorse in that race.
Okay, it occurs to me that, well, Bernie is, you know, a self-described socialist, and some of your cohorts, DSA, of course, there's a socialist in the name there. Are your candidates running as Democrats, or are they running as independents, or does it depend on the race?
You know, we are a nonpartisan organization, so we look at the issues. I can say that most of the candidates that we have endorsed are running as Democrats, but we are not closed to endorsing somebody from the Green Party or another party if their platform more closely aligns with ours.
And if are many of them, I guess, are running in the Democratic primary then? And so then if your candidate loses in the Democratic primary, is there a chance you could turn around and endorse the Democrat that's running in that seat? Or
it's very possible.
Okay.
It's very possible. Like, our job and what our members are in here to do is to advance these progressive ideals, and we would like to advance the most progressive ideals.
I believe there's an event coming up this weekend on Saturday the 19th.
Well, so we have a mobilization training this Saturday morning, and it's beginning at 9:30 a.m. And actually, we probably would like for you to look us up on Facebook, because the event announcement is there. If we don't have your email address, you don't have it by email. But I will give you a way to get a hold of us with more information. It's 9:30 a.m., and we actually have a collaboration of activist organizers from SEIU Labor Union, National Nurses Union will be with us, Stand Up, and the Brent Welder team. And then we have a special guest, which was the former field organizer for Bernie Sanders 2016. His name is Robert Becker. Essentially what we're going to do is we're going to come together. room full of people who want to work for candidates or issues, going door to door, making phone calls, tabling, clipboarding. You know, that interaction is a special interaction, and there is a certain way that you can communicate to get to common ground issues with voters who may seemingly disagree with you. And disagree with you on candidates and issues, but you can get to a conversation where you can actually agree and have a real conversation. We're going to teach people how to do that so that their time out in the field is more effective and efficient.
What makes Our Revolution different from other organizations working in politics today?
Well, I think that we are essentially subject matter experts for the most part in how to access elections themselves. So I think that's where our specialty is, the endorsement process. So that's why we are aligning ourselves with so many of these other issue-based organizations who are canvassing and have boots on the ground for very, very specific issues that we affiliate with. So while they may not necessarily directly endorse candidates, that's where our place would be to help them find the right people who would be best aligned for their specific issues. We have, like Paula and myself, we are chairs of each different state since we do straddle the state line. So we were under kind of one cohesive group, but we realized that the intricacies of each different state and the political systems that exist are so different that we had to kind of separate ourselves into kind of a bifurcated group, but still one organization. So that way, on the Missouri side, we endorse candidates on every level, from dog catcher all the way up to federal level. We have already endorsed, or at least a sister organization in St. Joseph has already endorsed Gary Winston Apple for the 6th congressional district. And then on the Kansas side, we have endorsed Brent Welder, who's running against, first in the primaries, and then against Yoder in the 3rd, correct, congressional district. So that's where if you want to... If you as an individual are really looking to see how best you could participate directly in making the most effective change come this cycle, these 2018 midterm elections, I feel that these are the most important elections of our time, that if we don't do something now at this point, then between 2018 and 2020, who knows what more damage could be done to not just our local local political arena, but on the national level too.
Yeah, I'm going to add a quick disclaimer just because I need to, and that is that obviously KKFI are not endorsing any of those candidates. So, but go ahead.
I was wondering if I could get in one more. Is the issue of election integrity one of your major issues? Because of that question has been raised.
The big one, and especially for the Kansas side, because we have Chris Kobach over there, who is the author of the attack on voter integrity, voter suppression, that cross-check program that he created has kicked all kinds of people off the voter rolls. So yeah, that is definitely something that we're looking at, and possibly in the future looking at maybe bringing together some people to discuss that and to really analyze that issue.
On the Missouri side, have you? Is Clean Missouri one of the groups that you're working with at all, or do you know anything? They're passing it.
Yeah, they're doing really well. I'll tell you that we have not had direct action with them, but we certainly support.
We endorsed their petition.
We did endorse. So yeah. Forgive me. We did endorse their petition. So
very
yes,
good.
We did.
Okay, well, any parting, why don't each of you take a second or two and give me a parting thought or two, and I want to thank all three of you for being here, but I'll add that at the end of the other. Well, who wants to say something first here?
This is Paula, and I would just like to say that you can join us for our monthly meetings. You could, but yeah, we'll have one in June, the second Monday of every month, and just be on the lookout for other stuff that we're doing on our Facebook page.
All right, this is Jenna Squires, Missouri Chair. I'd say that please, we could use all the support we could. Check us out on our Facebook. Check us out on our website as well. We finally are kind of getting one going at ourrevolutionkc.org. And I'd say that otherwise, if you don't want to actively participate in canvassing, give people rides to the polls on primary day or election day, but most importantly, vote.
just vote, please.
President, on board here with Our Revolution Kansas City, I would like to actually give my phone number out because this mobilization training on Saturday morning is a huge, huge opportunity for anybody who has any activism in their soul at all, because this is a great learning tool opportunity. So my number is 816-898-2160.
Say that one more time.
816-898-2160.
Okay, I want to thank Paula Sales, Jenna Squires, and Tessa Sheehan, all three of you, for being on Radioactive Magazine, and my co-host here, Tom Huffman.